President Montgomery, Western Michigan University has earned a distinguished place in higher education. Each of her predecessors is built firmly on the work of those who have gone before. As you accept this most important position, we ask that you embrace and build upon this tradition. We ask that you administer the duties of your office with courage and vision, and that you seize upon each opportunity for leadership in new fields. It is our sincere desire that you will maintain an administrative environment that is conducive to building a faculty dedicated to truth and the service of mankind, a student body equally concerned with knowledge and moral principles, and a university community that provides an unfailing beacon for those in seeking enlightenment. By the authority of the Board of Trustees, which I represent, I do officially declare you president of Western Michigan University with all the duties, responsibilities, and privileges appertaining thereto. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present the 9th president of Western Michigan University, Dr. Edward Montgomery. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Reinfeldt, for those kind words. I'm humbled and privileged to be among a small group of academic leaders asked to lead this great university. In 114 years, just 8 others have had this opportunity. It's an honor to be the 9th and to be able to stand upon the shoulders of Presidents Waldo, Sangren, Miller, Bernhardt, Heneke, Floyd, Bailey, and Dunn, and to keep and to reap the fruits of their labor. My predecessors, working hand in hand with the great faculty, staff, students, and alumni of Western Michigan University, as well as with this great Kalamazoo community, have built this remarkable institution. I must especially acknowledge and thank Dr. Dunn. I will always appreciate your great work as the 8th president of WMU. In the past month, I've had the chance to sit in your seat and even drive this institution around a bit, so to speak. I must say, I feel a little bit like a teenager being handed the keys to the family car, only to go to the garage, open it up, and find it's a vet. Wow. Thanks, John. It really is a great day to be a Bronto. The Governor Schneider and all of you on the platform party, thank you for your kind words of welcome. And to members of the Western Michigan University Board of Trustees, let me express my appreciation for entrusting the care of this great university to me. For those of you who are here representing our sister institutions, I offer gratitude for you taking the time to be with us today. And to the faculty, students, staff, and community members who are here to witness and celebrate this moment of transition, I pledge to work hand in glove with you in the coming years to make sure that WMU remains a special place and that it lives up to your expectations. I'm blessed to be able to share this day with my wife, Carrie, my 2 daughters, Lindsay and Elizabeth, and my son, EJ. Without their love and support, my life's journey would certainly not be as sweet, and I certainly would not be here today. So thank you. My brother is also here. He's here to keep me humble, as only a big brother can do. As for those of you who are the younger, you know what I mean. And I also want to give a shout-out to my friend of 55 years who is here today, but we're hustling him out of town, so you won't hear any of the stories of my youth, so you won't get a chance to do that. Let me also acknowledge the presence of members of my immediate and extended family and the many dear friends and colleagues who've traveled from around the state and the country to be here today. Thank you, guys. Really, I really appreciate you being able to share this special moment with me. Today's inauguration ceremony signifies both the start of a new chapter for the WMU and the continuation of a century-old love affair between this campus and the Kalamazoo community. Indeed, this ceremony occurs at the beginning of Comm University Weekend, in which each year WMU and the city of Kalamazoo celebrate their shared history and strong bond. We chose this weekend purposely as a way to demonstrate that while the leadership of this university may change, there exists an enduring commitment to this community that gave us birth and with whom we are inextricably tied. The citizens of Michigan have long recognized a social obligation to educate youth. Indeed, Michigan was one of the earliest states in the Union to adopt compulsory attendance laws so that all children would receive at least some schooling. If child welfare was to be enhanced via mandatory schooling, then teachers were necessary. So the first state normal school was created in 1853 in Ypsilanti. In the 1890s, two other state normal schools were added in the northern and central parts of the state. But efforts to create one in the west were met with resistance. In 1901, in fact, legislation to create a fourth normal school was passed, but was vetoed by the then governor. Finally, in 1903, Governor Bliss signed a new piece of legislation to create a normal school in the West. Now, for those of you who think in the good old days the legislature was just generous with money and throwing it at a new institution, I want you to know when they created this school, they appropriated $1 to buy 20 acres of land. Clearly, philanthropy and community support were always going to be necessary to have successful education. Within 6 days of the passage of this legislation, business, civic, and community leaders of Kalamazoo had banded together to try and secure this new institution. They faced fierce competition from at least 30 different cities and towns, but they were able to prevail in part due to a concerted and coordinated effort by leading citizens to secure the options on three potential sites of land and to pass a bond issue for then huge sum of $70,000 to establish this school. Think about the vote to pass that bond issue and put it in today's context. That bond issue passed by an 8-to-1 margin, a remarkable statement of the support of this community for the creation of this university, a remarkable statement. Kalamazoo's enduring belief in the power of education to uplift its citizens and to transform communities that they live in continues to this day. In 2005, this community committed to the promise of higher education, and it took an unprecedented leap forward with the creation of the Kalamazoo Promise, placing higher education within the reach of all children in the city through the most generous and comprehensive scholarship program in the nation. WMU has benefited enormously from this community's faith in higher education and its willingness to partner. In just the past decade or so, these partnerships have given rise to the WMU Homer Stryker School of Medicine, the WMU Business Technology and Research Park, and even a state-of-art facility to house our community's precious archive, the Zhang Legacy Collection Center. From these early days, our name may have changed, but our mission has not. The slogan, "That all may learn," from President Sangren's era, captures our commitment to being the school of choice for the men and women of this community, state, and region. To do this, we have broadened our programming, thereby becoming a comprehensive university where students can study everything from accountancy to zoology, that has professional schools that train pilots and occupational therapists and supply chain managers, that champions the liberal arts and the fine arts, and where engineers and natural scientists can study the cosmos or splice the human genome. From an initial class of 117 students, we now have nearly 23,000 students taking classes at WMU. And our original 20-acre campus has grown to 1,200 acres. Where once there were 320 residents in Kalamazoo, for every student at WMU, there are just 4 today. With this growth, WMU has chosen not to hide behind ivy-covered walls, but to sink deep roots into this community. We serve as an anchor institution for our city, our state, and our region. What started as a one-way street of support from the city to the university has evolved into a vibrant partnership in which WMU has become integral to the economic, social, and cultural well-being of the city and region. We're the third largest employer, and the economic impact of our activities contributes about $1 billion a year in goods and services to the Kalamazoo Portage area. The university also impacts our city and community by being a magnet for complementary business and knowledge sector workers through our teaching, which produces a skilled workforce and engaged citizenry, through our creative and artistic activities, further enriching and nourishing our local cultural scene, through our clinics to provide health and counseling services to Kalamazoo residents, and through a myriad of other venues in which our faculty and students share their expertise to provide solutions to civic and economic problems. In my view, being a partner locally must be a central part of our strategy to impact the world around us. Far too many universities actively strive to be global players while missing out on being or being indifferent to the problems going on right in their own backyards. One can't claim to be interested in the solutions to global poverty, but ignore poverty in Detroit or Kalamazoo. One can't claim to be a leader in global water policy, but ignore Flint. An active partnership between town and gown may not be the norm for all universities, but it is part of what makes this place and this community special. Expect more of such partnerships and a continuing, deepening Bronco presence in our town, our state, and our region, even as we strive to enhance our global reach and character. The signature program we launched this fall will provide even more opportunities for our students to find and pursue their passion outside of the classroom. Many of these pathways will afford additional opportunities to engage in our local community. 114 years ago, the partnership that underlies Comm University was started. Under my tenure, it'll keep on rocking. In the days and weeks since I was appointed by the Board of Trustees, I've had the opportunity to begin to meet with faculty, students, staff, alumni, and community leaders. I've traveled to Detroit, I think, 3 or 4 times. I've been to Chicago and even L.A. I've visited churches, had ice cream socials with our staff, spoken at stampedes, and even ridden a mechanical bull, very, very briefly. I've had a chance to network with the Kalamazoo police and their community. I've spoken at a 9/11 ceremony. I've begun rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. Buy tickets. And I've even embarrassed myself in front of the golf coach. So, our campus ambassadors and resident assistants have cheered me. Our band has serenaded my wife and I. And the rugby team reminded me that I'm not a young man anymore. So, through each of these interactions and dozens more, I have begun to develop a profound appreciation for the pride the WMU community has for this university and how incredibly special the people who work and learn here are. Now, I did have a little head start in getting to know this university, albeit in an unusual way for somebody who becomes the president. For the past 3+ years, I viewed Western Michigan University through the lens of a parent and with a student enrolled here at the Hayworth College of Business. I've heard about great advisors and challenging, caring faculty who sometimes caused my son to spend late nights at the library. His mother and I just discovered the library is the name of a local bar. Well, we can see how this place is changing for the better and prepared him for a bright future. As I have engaged members of this community, I have also heard over and over again that there is a thirst to take the next step to elevate this institution to the next level, to be even more impactful in the lives of our students and through the reach of our research and creative activities. The campus is incredibly resilient and has weathered many storms over the past decades. It is proud of what has been accomplished, but ready to fulfill its potential. This is a campus with a strong desire to advance to the next tier, to join the ranks of the very leading public research universities in the country, and to do it in a way that keeps our students at the core of everything we do. Now, we're big enough to be one of only 74 institutions in the country with a law and a medical school, yet small enough that our faculty know our students' names and are actively involved in mentoring them. Our alums speak over and over again about WMU being a place that gave them a chance, sometimes even a second chance, to succeed. This is our soul, the essence of what makes this a special place. Our quest for excellence is not despite our students, it is because of them. To help them fulfill their potential, to embed a lifelong thirst for discovery, to help them become ethically engaged citizens, requires us to continually look for ways to strengthen our programs, improve our pedagogy, broaden our research, scholarship, and creative activities, and enrich their co-curricular activities. By ensuring their success, we ensure our success. For me, a key element is ensuring that more students graduate in a timely fashion with less debt so they may go on to successful careers and lives. We know how to do this for pockets of our students. Our challenge is how to take that to scale as an institution so that everyone who enters our gates is positioned to succeed. To meet this goal will require a systematic look at everything from financial aid to housing policies to advising to the structure of our gateway classes. But I'm confident that we have the talent, the expertise, the imagination, and the will to accomplish this task. Western was created to serve this goal, a place where the American dream could be realized. To do that, we must work together as a team. Academic disciplines, departments, and colleges can serve as incredible incubators of collaboration and creativity, or they can serve as silos that divide people and ideas. We must combat the tendency in academia to build fragmentary empires that lead to needless duplication and make the whole of our institution less than the sum of our parts. We must foster a spirit of connectedness across our disciplines and departments, as well across our administrative area. For too many of the challenges we face or the opportunities we could exploit require collaborative efforts. Hunkering down in silos wastes our scarce resources and keeps us from reaching our potential. We must make sure our budgetary practices and our operating rules promote and reward the pursuit of excellence rather than making us prisoners to the past. We've always done it this way. It's not a very strong operating principle. We must not only work as a team internally, we must also work better as a team with our alumni and external stakeholders. We have been the place where first-generation students were welcome, where low-income and middle-class students could get a quality education, and where the promise of higher education as a great equalizer was still realized. To continue to honor this commitment, we must vigorously pursue alternative funding sources. Today, about 98% of our revenue comes from either state support or tuition. That state support level has been static or declining in public institutions in nearly every state of the union for the past 30 years. To remain accessible, we must continually monitor and fight to minimize tuition increases. This also requires us to be more entrepreneurial, less dependent on people coming to us, and more active in seeking them. Being more entrepreneurial will require us to be more nimble, to be more willing to take risks, to actively seek new opportunities, to reach non-traditional students, and to offer more hybrid and non-traditional degrees and programs. Quality must never be sacrificed, but we have an amazing faculty who have amazing ideas. We must empower and support them. At the same time, we must also harness the enthusiasm of our alumni and supporters for this institution to ensure that future generations continue to benefit from this special place. Jackie Robinson famously said, "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives." I was raised by two wonderful, loving parents who unfortunately have passed away and so couldn't be here with us today. My mom was the daughter of a butcher who came north during the Great Migration from Mississippi. He worked in the stockyards of Chicago and raised eight children. My dad was the son of an insurance executive in Mainline, Philadelphia. They came together from two very different worlds at a time where their union was actually illegal in many states in the country. Over their 59 years together, they shared both a love of family and a deep and abiding faith in the ability of ordinary people to bond together and improve their lot. They didn't just talk it. They were actively involved in that process every day through their actions. Their expectations of their children were high. But at the end of the day, all they wanted for us was to be people of character and to do something that mattered in this world. Over the past 35 years since I started my career, those jobs that have made me happiest were ones in which I was part of a group of men and women who were trying to make the world a better place. They weren't always the easiest jobs, and often they were thankless. But there's something special about being around people who share a commitment to the common good, who use their talents and their skills to protect and increase opportunity for others, who believe everyone has value and that all human beings should be treated with dignity and that all may learn. I found such a place with such an incredible group of people right here in Kalamazoo. Western is an amazing institution that had a real impact on the lives of its students and on the community and state and region where it's located. I'm honored to lead this school and privileged to be a member of Bronco Nation. Now, I have no doubt that our work is cut out for us. Our goals are lofty and we swim against many currents. Martin Luther King said, "But as difficult and painful as it is, we must walk on these days ahead of us with audacious faith in the future." I have such a faith in the future of this university. I see new accomplishments and incredible promise on our horizon. Together, we can take the next steps. Together, we can chart a new course. Together, we can have an impact. Thank you very much.